بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, as I am talking to you, I'm looking out of my window at my bird feeders. الحمد لله، الله سبحانه وتعالى gave me the tawfiq to put up these things, and they are such a enormous and amazing source of learning and such beautiful entertainment for me. I couldn't have wished for more. And one of the things that I'm absolutely marvel at is the flying skills of these birds. These little birds, they fly with complete and total enthusiasm as fast as they can, and then in mid-flight they make a 180 degree turn, completely spin around in flight. They fly very, very fast. They fly with their full strength, and then they stop dead in mid-flight when they come to the feeder. They don't slam into the feeder. They don't fall down. They don't sort of, you know, say, oh, my brakes failed. No. It's fantastic the way they fly, the skill of flying. Subhanallah, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught these things, gave these things, these skills, because these are life-saving skills for them as well, because if they are pursued by a predator, what will keep them out of trouble is to be able to fly better and faster than the predator, and more skillfully, and be much more maneuverable than the predator. And amazing demonstration of that I see day in and day out from my window. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Final reminder on this issue of slave and servant is this, which is the issue of stress, the issue of worry. A servant, an employee, no matter how senior, no matter how well paid, no matter within quotes how secure the person's job is, always lives in a state of anxiety. And the state of anxiety is, how long will this job last? When will I, am I likely to lose this job? Every time there is an upturn or a downturn the market, in the share market, in the upturn, up or down economic turn, up and down in terms of business of the organization and so on, the employee is always under the stress. What happens if I lose my job? Right? So there is a stress in terms of earning. Second thing is, as the employee's needs increase, the compensation may not necessarily keep pace with that. And if that happens, then the employee has another bunch of anxieties, which is, how can I make ends meet? Because the ends are now further and further apart. On the other hand, take the slave. As I told you, the slave is not working for a salary. The slave's compensation is his or her need. Whatever the slave needs, that to fulfill that need is the compensation that the owner is duty bound to give the slave. So if the need increases, whose responsibility is it to fulfill that need? The need of the owner. Economic upturn, downturn makes no difference to the slave, because that is not his problem. It is for the owner to find the wherewithal to pay for his slave to live comfortably. Again, as I told you, we are not giving examples of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm just using an example to illustrate. Therefore, if I am Abdullah or Ramatullah, and it's not a matter of if, we are, whether we like to accept it or not is another matter, but we are. Even the ones who deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, if we look at ourselves as the slave of Allah, then what does that say and what does that mean? What is the implication in terms of stress with regard to worrying about environment and situation and safety and protection and wherewithal to live our lives? What does it mean? It means zero stress. Zero stress. Because who is responsible for me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Now the problem we have with accepting this, Allah said, say to them, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that your Rabb, My Rabb is, inna Rabbi yabsutu rizqa liman yasha. My Rabb is the one who increases or enlarges provision, wa yaqdir, and who restricts it, who controls it. Walakinna akthara an-nasi la ya'lamun, but most people don't understand. Because most people consider themselves to be servants, and because they are servants, they think that they have a concomitant responsibility, some kind of shared responsibility with regard to upkeep of themselves and feeding themselves and so on and so forth. And in the process, the issue of obeying Allah or not obeying Allah, well, some of that can take a back seat because I have to feed my family. What will happen if I make my business totally halal? After all, I have to feed my family, my brother, right? We say, don't take money for the work of da'wah. Don't take money to teach the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say, no, but you see, I have to feed my family. Remember, what is this telling you? It's telling you that here's the person who, yes, he knows he has to do something, but he also feels that, you know, feeding my family or feeding myself is also my responsibility. I'm supposed to do that. And therefore, if I obey my master, if I obey my owner, and in that process, if I spend some time and so on and so forth, this will take away from my, within quotes, feeding family time. Right? This is a huge confusion, and this is the reason for the kind of stress that we put ourselves to. On the other hand, if we consider ourselves to be what we are, which is the slaves of Allah, then what will happen? I will say, my job is, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. My job is to worship Allah. My job is to obey Allah. خلاص. I have no other job. What about my family? That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. What about me? I am Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. What about my food? Allah took the responsibility for that. Right? Khalas. Somebody asked Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayh. They said to him, you are always in this, you seem to be in this state of complete freedom from stress. You are not worried about anything. How did you reach there? What can we do? How can we become like that? And Hasan Basri rahmatullah said four things. He said, number one, he said, I know that nobody can eat what Allah has written for me. Right? Allah is responsible for feeding me, and what Allah has written for me, nobody can take from me. So I'm not worried about my sustenance. He said, second thing, Allah created me for a purpose, and I know that nobody else is going to fulfill my purpose for me. And what is that purpose? Is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so therefore, nobody else is going to come and worship or do my worship instead of me. So I cannot delegate someone to say, now is the time for Salat al-Asr, you go and pray for me. No, I have to pray my own Asr. I have to pray my own Fajr. I have to pray my own Isha. So he said, that's the second one. First, nobody can take what Allah has written for me. Number two, nobody is going to or can do my good deeds for me. Nobody can fulfill my fara'id for me. Nobody can worship Allah for me on my behalf. That is something what is Allah has made incumbent and fard on me. I must do it myself. Number three, Hasan Basri rahmatullah said that I know that one day I will meet Allah. I know. Not just I believe. We all believe. But do we know that? Absolutely in the core of our being. He said, I know that I will meet Allah. So I try to prepare for that. I know this is going to happen. So I must prepare for it, and I try to do that. And he said, number four, he said, I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. He's listening to me. He's watching me real time. So I'm ashamed to commit any sin. I'm ashamed to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because how can I disobey Allah when Allah in front of Him, when He is watching me? Anyone with any shame, anyone with any honor, will not even do something wrong if he or she knows that they are likely to get exposed to other people. Right? How about doing the same wrong thing, that same haram, dirty, filthy thing, knowing that Allah is watching? So Hasan Basri rahmatullah said, I don't do that because I know Allah is watching. So I am ashamed to commit any sin or do something wrong. These are behaviors of a slave, of an Abdullah. And that is why when they asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how should we, they said, people are, they worship their kings, they make sajda to their kings, right? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no, I am an Abd of Allah. Abduhu wa Rasuluhu. The slave of Allah and His messenger. He did not say khadimuhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And there's nobody who has a more honor than the Nabi alayhi salam, and nobody that Allah honored more than he honored Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And how did he do that? He said, Subhanallahzi asra bi abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa alladhi barakna hawlahu linuriyahu min ayatina innahu huwa sabil basir. In Surah Al-Isra, first ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam what? Abdihi, his slave. My brothers and sisters, let us make a pact with ourselves that from this moment onwards, we are the slaves of Allah. We are the ibad of Allah. You are Abdullah. You are Amatullah. And behave in that way. Behave like a slave of Allah. Be a good slave of Allah. I remind myself, to be a good slave of Allah, meaning to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unquestioningly, completely and totally to the best of my ability. And stop worrying about anything else other than, am I being obedient or not? JazakAllahu khair wa assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.